ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled Status Quo, Chapter number 25, entitled The Glories of Devotional Service. Text number 2. Na hi asya vashmana pumsam varim na sarva yoginam Vishruto Shruta Devasya Bhuri Tripyanti Me Swaha Nahi Asya Vashmana Pumsam Varimna Sarva Yoginam Vishruto Shruta Devasya Bhuri Tripyanti Me Swaha Nahi Asya Vashmana Pumsam Varimna Sarva Yoginam Vishrutau Shruto Devasya Bhuri Tripyanti Me Swaha. Word to word translation. Na,
na,
not.
Not.
He,
is.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Asya,
asya,
about him.
About him.
Vashmanaha,
vashmanaha,
the greatest.
Greatest.
Pumsam,
pumsam,
among men.
Amen.
Varimnaha,
varimnaha,
the foremost.
The foremost.
Sarva,
sarva,
all. Yoginam,
yoginam,
of yogis.
Of yogis.
Vishrutau, in hearing. Shruta Devasya, the master of the Vedas. Bhuri, repeatedly. Tripyanti, are stated.
Me,
my. Asava,
senses.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Shaunaka continued, there is no one who knows more than the Lord Himself. No one is more worshipable or more mature a yogi than He. He is therefore the master of the Vedas, and to hear about Him always is the actual pleasure of the senses. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that no one can be equal to or greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Vedas also. Ekau Bhagunam Yo Vedati Kaman. He is the supreme living entity and is supplying the necessities of all other living entities. Thus, all other living entities, both Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva, are subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. The same concept is confirmed here. Nahi Asya Varshamana Pumsam. Amongst the living entities, no one can surpass the Supreme Person because no one is richer, more famous, stronger, more beautiful, wiser, or more renounced than He. These qualifications make Him the Supreme Godhead, the cause of all causes. Yogis are very proud of performing wonderful feats, but no one can compare to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is associated with the Supreme Lord is accepted as a first class yogi. Devotees may not be as powerful as the Supreme Lord, but by constant association with the Lord, they become as good as the Lord Himself. Sometimes the devotees are more powerful, act more powerfully than the Lord. Of course, that is the Lord's concession. Also used here is the word Varimnaha, meaning the most worshipable of all yogis. To hear from Krishna is a real pleasure of the senses. Therefore, he is known as Govinda. For by his words, by his teachings, by his instruction, by everything connected with him, he enlivens the senses. Whatever he instructs is from the transcendental platform, and his instructions, being absolute, are non-different from him. Hearing from Krishna or his expansion or plenary expansion like Kapila is very pleasing to the senses. Bhagavad Gita can be read or heard many times. But because it gives great pleasure, the more one reads Bhagavad Gita, the more he gets the appetite to read and understand it. And each time he gets new enlightenment. That is the nature of the transcendental message. Similarly, we find that transcendental happiness in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The more we hear and chant the glories of the Lord, the more we become happy. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Gunanan Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. For some reason I'm nervous, I don't know. Probably lack of preparation, I should admit. I need the blessings of all devotees. And let me speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So, here we see the translation. There is no one who knows more than the Lord Himself. No one is more worshipable or more mature a yogi than He is. He is therefore the master of the Vedas, and to hear about Him always the actual pleasure of the senses. So here, we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood by His own revelation. It is said, it is the mercy of the Lord that He comes and gives. In the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in one of the Prabhupada write, this is a merciful nature. Krishna says, by His internal potency, by Atma Maya He appears. So His mercy, because when the Supreme Lord comes in His original form and He is performing pastime, despite of that, there are so much speculation. Imagine if the Lord has not come and descended, then what would be the case? He is showing the personal feature, two-handed form, He is there. He is appearing and He is showing, you know. With that only there is so much confusion and, you know, the God is no form, God is like that, God is dead. Huh? God is, and then Prabhupada also write, because God has created such a complex system, he don't know how to control, so he ran away. We will say that. Otherwise, God is like tired. We have this picture of Atlas holding this whole earth on his back and having a beard. So we think God is tired because, you know, he has to maintain, he has to sustain. But that is not the duty of God. The energies, Krishna is having a lot of energies, many energies, which actually keeps everything sustained. If you see that everything, you know, primarily divided into two, material energy and spiritual energy, which keeps all the planets floating, all the things are happening just by energy. What he is just doing? He is enjoying himself. He is enjoying himself with the association of devotees. Every day he is having picnic. This is what God is doing. God is enjoying picnic and going outing, having fun, wrestling, killing one or two demons, stealing butter, throwing yogurt and butter each other, having a bath in Yamuna. This is God, you know. Having some massage, imitating birds and animals and, you know, all the sounds.
Stealing
then,
butter.
Huh?
Stealing butter.
Stealing butter, yeah. So if you see, there's a lot of enjoyment and fun. He is the supreme enjoyer. One time I asked Prabhupada that this, one time the one person asked Prabhupada that this world is created for our enjoyment. He said, this world is created for enjoyment, but not for yours, but for Krishna's enjoyment. So we see God is enjoying with his devotees. That is the prime. And by all, if you see the yogis, he is the Yogeshwara, he is the mystic, he is the master of all yogis. He can perform all tasks. What, you know, if you see the path, Ashtanga Yoga is mentioned in 6th chapter. So it has 8, you know, steps to become a yogi. So we have this Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dhyana, then leading to Samadhi. So Krishna explains a very detailed of how each and every step. You have to go to a secluded place. You need to be a celibate. You cannot sit too high or too low. You need a kusa grass. You need a lion, you know, mat, tiger mat. And so many things he has to say. But now, you know, even now we think now it's very difficult. We take that part of asana, but other parts is very difficult. Even going to a secluded place is difficult nowadays. Forest, no more forest. All cities, you know. Find a place where. So, we find it is difficult now. Even Arjuna felt the same. When Arjuna was receiving this knowledge, even he said, Krishna, this is very difficult. I am happy to control the wind. But how can I control my mind? Even if we go to a secluded place and sitting there, but our mind is always thinking about our activities or the place where we come, or, you know, even if we go to a yatra or, you know, for a dham or something, physically we go reach there very fast, but our mind is still dwelling on our material activities. So it takes time for mind to reach actually. So our mind is, you know, thinking something, but externally we posing as a yogi. That is Prabhupada, you know, even Krishna says that's a pretender, he's a cheater. For him, the sincere street sweeper is better than charlatan meditator. Because the sincere street sweeper is sincerely doing his duty. With a charlatan meditator externally posing as a great yogi, great sadhu, but internally meditating on the sense objects. So, there are two kinds of meditation. One is saguna. That means you are meditating on the object. So you have an object, you have a form, you have something which is substantial, you can meditate. Like you meditate on Hare Krishna mantra or the deities, different mantras. This is sagun. And there is another meditation called nirgun. That means you are meditating that you don't have to keep nothing, meditate on nothing, or meditate on universe. This is very complicated subject. I was listening to one of the Buddhist monks. He was saying meditation. So you have to meditate on the breathing. What is, you have to meditate on intake and outtake. So I was thinking, by meditating like that, what is the goal you will get? You can use meditation for different purposes. But the ultimate goal of meditation, the purpose of meditation, we should understand. Otherwise we miss the point. It's like we're digging a well, but the backside river is flowing. If you want purpose is water, no point, wasting in that. So the purpose is to realize that you dwell inside. You realize that you are a spirit soul and you get the eternal happiness by connecting with the supreme soul. So that is the purpose of the ultimate purpose and object of meditation, if you say. So even Arjuna rejected that kind of, Ashtanga yoga. And this Lord is associating with devotees. So Prabhupada write that anyone who is associated with the Supreme Lord is accepted as a first class yogi. Because a devotee is also a yogi. He's a topmost yogi. Because he's always meditating the Supreme Lord. He's always chanting the name of Lord, which is non-different from Krishna. Even here, see in this section, Kardama Muni. He is accepting the renunciant order. His only wish is asking from the Lord that I always want to think of you in my core of my heart. I always want to meditate on you. The devotee may not be as powerful as the Supreme Lord, but by constant association with the Lord, they become as good as the Lord himself. Sometimes the devotees act more powerfully than the Lord. So this point I was reading. So in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the second verse, in the first, second and third, is a very important verses. So here in the chapter is the most confidential. So the confidential means there is confidential, more confidential and the most confidential. Confidential means, okay, when someone is understanding, is just not the matter. He is a spirit soul. We have this knowledge in Bhagavad Gita second chapter. Then the more confidential is understanding the qualities, understanding who is Krishna, what is his energies. This is more confidential. 7th chapter. Krishna starts talking about himself from 4th chapter, then 7th chapter is there. Knowledge of the Absolute. Then the most confidential is that by devotional service, performing the devotional service, which we can actually capture Krishna. So, in that, the devotional service is performed very joyfully. So I was reading, it is su sukum, very joyfully performed. And Prabhupada write that this devotional service at every step of Krishna consciousness is performed very joyfully. After reading that statement, I become morose. Because I was reflecting that every step in Krishna consciousness is performed joyfully, then I am not experiencing that. Then I was little, down. Because this, you know, if we said, you know, okay, this is Susukam, very affably, you know, performed. Of course, when we are having Radhashtami feast, that is a different, story. That time I'm happy. But every step. So, then the next verse, so it is said, everything is performed joyfully and everything. Then what are we doing here? So why this world created? So Krishna says that, you can understand me through faith. So first quality, first verse, you know, Krishna says that because you are a devotee and a friend of mine, so you can understand Arjuna. So I can give you this most confidential knowledge to you. So that means he's having no envy. No envy and also faith is there. So these two qualities is required for a devotee to understand Krishna to start. So, but this place is created for the person who is not having any faith. So those who are faithless, this world is created. So in that Prabhupada write that there are three types of devotees. The first, third type is the one who does not have faith. But he knows devotional service, he is doing devotional service but no faith. And then I understand, okay, I'm in that stage. So I'm also having some, you know. So a little bit of happiness came. And then Prabhupada write further that this process of Krishna consciousness is meant to increase your faith. Gradually the faith will increase by doing this Krishna consciousness. So then I got, you know, okay, fine. There is hope. There is hope for everyone. There is hope for everyone. Because you can still be doing devotional service, but there is no faith. Mechanically doing. So that means Prabhupada writes that this type of devotee is, he has come into devotional service with the ulterior motive. Some kind of benefit, some kind of, result-oriented devotional service. And he will be doing it. Once he has, come to a certain stage where he is materially good or, you know, to a certain level, then he may go back to his old thing. He may give up the devotional service. And then gradually the faith, if the faith increases, then he has, a little bit of discrimination is there. And not only that, he knows devotees. Then little bit of knowledge factor, you know, comes in place. Knowledge is there. Who is not well versed? This is the second type of faith. Is that person in devotees that he is not well versed in scriptures, but he knows some conviction for himself. He is happy. Okay, he knows what is, you know, what is happening and what is going on. And the third is the highest, who is well versed, you know, is fully convinced, full conviction in the path. In devotional service. So this is, and the point why I said this, because sometimes the devotees act more powerfully than the Lord is, because the Lord is saying that this knowledge I won't give if someone is envy, someone is not favorable. But for the devotee, they don't discriminate. They don't discriminate, this person is envy, this person is like, you know, not very friendly, or, you know, they want to try. Okay, let me try. I want to give Krishna to this person. Let me try out. So they are more merciful in that way. So Krishna is saying some instructions, some, you know, you want to follow this, then you can come. But for a devotee, he is so merciful that he wants to give Krishna to everyone without any discrimination, even if that person is envy. So, we, you know, in books, for example, we don't discriminate whom to give book. We give everyone. If the person is, when the person speak, is very envious also, we don't take it, you know, like a very disappointing way. We still want to help, want to give, okay, take the book, at least give some donation. So in that way, the devotee is more merciful. So we can see, recently we had this Radhashtami celebration. The topmost devotee is Srimati Radharani. Her mood is the same. She don't discriminate, okay, this person is like that. No, whatever good quality that devotee is doing according to his ability, capacity, and she's always thinking this person is better than me and he can do better service to Krishna. Even Srila Prabhupada exhibited the same quality. He never saw anything bad in a person or any, you know, quality which is put off. He always see the positive. He also see the positive aspect. How can we engage? His attitude is high. So when he was new in New York, he wanted to, you know, have a temple. So he wrote this letter to one of the person in Bombay, and this lady was happy to give 7 lakhs rupees to Prabhupada. So it's a huge amount. But he got the visa on a condition that he was written on a paper. The immigration of India told him that you should not get any funds from Americans. So he couldn't able to get any funds from Americans, and he couldn't able to get that money which is there in India because of, you know, currency transfer and, you know, so many of other issues. So his hands were tied. So he's writing that letter. So he's writing to immigration. He's writing to his god brothers. He's saying, do some cooperation. He wants to do cooperation. He wants to write the immigration. Tell them that, you know, 99% of my followers are from America. Please give me that permission so that you tell the immigration of America also, so I can get the funds done and get the temple. But the main point is, I am trying, Prabhupada saying, I am trying this. If it is happening, it's okay. Otherwise, what to do? With a disappointment, I will go to Vrindavan, but I will spend my life peacefully. So this is Prabhupada saying. So Prabhupada is doing his full effort, but not attached to the result. So one has to do the endeavor part, and of course wait for the grace. So Prabhupada like that. He is, not attached. So, you know, we know a story of when Giriraj Maharaj was there in Bombay, his father came and then he gave a check to Prabhupada, a blank check. You write out whatever you want, give my son back. So Giriraj Maharaj said to Prabhupada in his ears, keep the check and keep me also. Don't give it. So Prabhupada said, no, that is not correct. That they give, you check. He said, see, your son has made the choice. His free will, he's made the choice. So then, Giriraj Maharaj's father said to Giriraj Maharaj, that I find two qualities in your guru. That's how he made a big success. So he said, the first quality is, he is a great organizer. To run an organization worldwide is not a joke. And that too, 70-year-old man, managing 108 temples, writing thousands of letters, translating 80 volumes of books, farm communities, traveling 14, it looks like a myth. It will, where people say it's a myth. Gurukul. So he said he's a great organizer. And the second quality is, he can, exactly, how to deal with people. He knows exactly how to deal with people. He is a great leader. You can see. So, a great devotee is always, seeing that quality, want to help. Even one time, there was one group who was taking, using bananas. So they want only the peel of banana. They want to make drugs out of banana peel. So the devotees were not happy with that. Prabhupada said, yeah, we'll use it for Jagannath, banana. Get them, yeah, give the peel to them. We take the banana and give the peel to them. It's okay, they're giving something. The famous thing that when he was, in the first New York, 22nd Avenue, he was talking about how to, you have giving, give something to Krishna, engage in like that. So in that, while talking is going on, one person who is drunk, he is coming all the way in the front, is a big guy, and he gave some toilet paper to Prabhupada. He says, see, this person, Prabhupada used that also in a prayer. See, this person is giving something to Krishna. So we see, a great devotee is more powerful in that way. When even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mood of Srimati Radharani, you can see that. He wants to spread the holy name. Krishna has given a lot of instruction. He is showing his personal example as a devotee. He wants to give. So that we can see. Of course, that is the Lord's concession. We can see that because it's happening, it's not by Krishna's arrangement, Krishna's mercy. Is there. And that mercy, we said, a devotee like that, we have to be eager to grab that mercy. So in the 11th canto, I was reading, when the Navayogendra meeting with King Nimi. So he's a great king and the sages are coming. So as soon as they came, he started asking question. So in the purport he said, see, because he's a king, he could have asked them to sit, take some time, give some food or take some, sweet word or water or whatever, make them comfortable nicely, and then he can inquire from them. But that is not happening. Immediately he's asking question because their association is more valuable. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi. So that moment of association is more important. So don't even want to waste that time. So inquiring from them and grabbing their mercy. Even the great, if you see the life of Narada Muni, he became a great devotee because he received that mercy from the Vedantis who were there at the ashram and mother was helping. And what he did, he just assisted his mother and took the remnants of the transcendentalist and he became a great devotee. So we have to also have this mood and attitude that we have to receive great mercy from the blessings from the devotees and the Lord. So there's an opportunity, so we have to ready. So last section, Prabhupada write, also used here is the word Varimnaha, meaning the most worshipable of all yogis. To hear from Krishna is a real pleasure of the senses. Therefore, he is known as Govinda, for by his words, by his teachings, by his instructions, by everything connected with him, he enlivens the senses. So, the yogis are this joy is coming out of devotional service. So why this joy is coming? So we have these senses. We cannot engage, we cannot indulge in sense gratification. So that will give frustration and problem and more frustration. So that is not a solution. And by suppressing, so some of the, you know, thing is, some of the teachings is, you kill the desire, or you, you know, suppress that desire. You don't express it. Some or other suppress it. So by suppressing, a fine day will come, will explode. So either extremities we cannot do, but this process Krishna is giving is a experiment laboratory. Devamrita Swami Maharaj always says this. It's an experimental laboratory. He is giving you not only philosophy, a theory part, which is just a philosophy, try, it will make you dry. But it is all, he is also giving a practical laboratory. So you got your theory, you got your laboratory, you apply it. By engaging the senses, we are happy. So even in that section of the same 9th chapter, the one of the reasons why we are becoming joyful by performing devotional service means because we have this positive engagement. And Acharya, like Srila Prabhupada, has nicely given a program. A nice such program, we have this positive engagement, hearing. Practically, we are becoming a Matpara devotee. A Matpara devotee means like Ambarish Maharaj, who is engaging all his senses in the service of Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, seeing the deities, smelling the flowers or the tulasi, like the four Kumaras, they become a great devotee by smelling the tulasi from the lotus feet of Vishnu, eating the remnants, the prasadam. Most of the time people think what we will eat without, you know, onion, garlic or meat. After coming here, they say, you eat so much. So we eat prasadam. So the positive engagement is there, and by engaging the senses become purified and we'll become happy. Because by engaging in the service, engaging the senses in the service of master of senses, the master of senses, Rishikesha, is Krishna. By engaging our senses for the pleasure of Krishna's senses, then we will become happy. And whatever he instructs is from the transcendental platform, and his instruction being absolute or non-different from him. So we know the form, the qualities, naam, Roop, Guna and pastime, Leela, are non-different from Krishna. Hearing from Krishna or his expansion or planetary expansion like Kapila is very pleasing to the senses. Bhagavad Gita can be read or heard many times. But because it gives great pleasure, the more one reads Bhagavad Gita, the more he gets the appetite to read and understand it. And each time he gets new enlightenment. So this Bhagavad Gita, it gives you intellectual satisfaction and emotional satisfaction. And every time you read Bhagavad Gita, you actually get some kind of insight which you have not got 2-3 years back when you read. There is no bottom. It's no bottomless. You can never master Gita by reading again and again. So you're going deeper and deeper. That means you're diving deeper and deeper into the nectar. And there are a lot of, you know, Bhagavad Gita, if you take a verse, then there are commentaries by acharyas, and then Prabhupada lectures is there. conversation in that verse when Prabhupada disciples like Burjan Prabhu, they have given commentary, surrender unto me. So you can go deeper and deep. You can read all the acharyas, you can read, you can listen to the lectures given by different devotees. Courses are there, Bhakti Shastri. So it's like we can go and go deeper and deeper. Because that is the nature of transcendental message. So anything which is material, soon you'll get bored. And the more and more means you're doing material activity means that taste or the happiness derived is reducing again, you know, lowering. The graph is going down as you progress. It's not going to be the same, you know, what you experienced first time. It's going to decrease. And if you see, if you, you know, the answer is, answer to the two questions, that how long and how much is little, is very negligible. But the transcendental, anything transcendental, as you go progressing more and more, the sweetness and the happiness is graph is increasing more and more. It is not the same. And it is not decreasing as well. So that is transcendental. Similarly, we find the transcendental happiness in Srimad Bhagavatam. The more we hear and chant the glories of the Lord, the more we become happy. So as I mentioned, chant and hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord is the way to happiness. So Prabhupada's famous statement is, chant and be happy. So with that, I'll end here. If anyone have any correction, comments, question. Yes, bro. Yes, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada saying, give some example of devotee who is more powerful than Krishna by the Krishna's mercy. So Srila Prabhupada has, you know, given this message to if we consider materially the most degraded people or the most low in the status, who generally the asadhu or saint doesn't approach, even, you know, in the, I think in your revelation one person says, and it is like inconceivable that moving into a lower side of Bauri to start a spiritual organization, it's a revolution actually. You cannot conceive. Imagine you have to go and preach to, you know, some kind of backpackers or something, you have to start. Right? So that is like that. And, you know, which is more merciful like Krishna. But Krishna, because Krishna gives condition, you know, right? Instruction, surrender unto me. You have to abandon all kinds of religious activity and surrender unto me. So Krishna is saying. But Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu who have come, they are first giving you no qualification. First take it. Take the nectar. And Srila Prabhupada is the Senadipati in the army of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the commander-in-chief. He is taking this message to every village and town. So he's like, in that way, he is more powerful. Because he's spreading the glories of Krishna, glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, all the devotees, grandchildren, they're also in that mood. And there are a lot of devotees in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Even one time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected to see King Prataputra. He said, I don't want to see. Because for a sannyasi to see a material person is not good. So I don't want to see him, he said. But by the mercy of devotees who are so merciful, they made arrangement in such a way that somehow or other they get the darshan of Prataparudra to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they helped him. So even the Lord rejected, I don't want to see him in one way, you know. But he knows internally, because without Krishna's mercy, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he would have not got darshan. But the devotees are more merciful. Oh, some more or other, this person is good, you know, you have to see, take darshan of the Lord. So like sometimes, you know, there is a crowded here and the child is there. The child cannot see the Lord. So the father or mother or some person will lift and put the child on the top. Okay, you see first. You see the take darshan. Me later. So like that, even the Lord doesn't want to see someone, but the devotee is actually, you know, helping that person. Okay, you take. The Lord is more pleased with that person. Okay, fine, you know. So we see practically every day this example. Yes, Prabhupada.
When you brought a very nice subject about Giriraj Maharaj.
Yeah.
I was in Bhakti Manor in London. Mm. 2005, he was sick before that. He had heart attack, a lot of problems. So he told us a lot of dialogues between Prabhupada and his parents.
Mm.
And one of the dialogues was very interesting. His mother was asking Prabhupada, Maharaj, how will my son get proteins? And he said, you trace this sandesh, try this sandesh and you will find how much protein there.
Hmm.
So he Prabhupada answered every question so nicely.
He said,
so Giriraj Maharaj explained all the things in detail about 25 minutes discussion. He was like, what happened between Prabhupada and the parents? Yeah. They came all the way from,
yeah,
to say, just to take him back.
Back.
And then he said,
Giriraj Maharaj, that story I was hearing. So his mother was asking, my son is getting weak. What is going to have, you know, like that. And Prabhupada immediately told, you know, bring the rasagulla and rasamalai, like that, you know. And then they bought, and then he said, I'll make sure he eat half a kg every day to get healthy. So that Atma Maya is like, is there in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, sixth verse. Ajopisan Avyatma Bhutana Mishuropisan Adhisthaya, what is it? So that word Atma Maya is there, but that is appearing by internal potency. Because Krishna is not like a normal living entities which is covered by matter. Krishna's body, Krishna within, without, all same, spiritual. So spiritual means his internal potency. So when he is appearing as a human form, that means one should not misunderstand he is just like a human. Krishna also says that, fools deride me when I appear in my human form. So when Krishna is appearing means we should not think that Krishna also have a material body, or Krishna also like us, or Krishna also going to undergo all the six changes what the material matter undergoes. So that is not the case with Krishna, because Krishna is completely spiritual. So Krishna is like, you know, he is there, everything is in him, but he is not in that. So Krishna is there, but he is aloof, like a lotus, you know, water in the lotus, or a lotus which is there in the water. Either example. Is there in the water, but is not touched by the water. So he is paying past tense and everything, but he is not controlled by modes, or is not under the modes of material nature. He is not under these modes, or he is not undergoing all these changes and everything. So we have to understand he is the original person, supreme person, who is coming as a self-same Bhagavan. He is coming in his own original form. Yatachamse kalapumse krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So he is appearing in that original Shyamasundara form. One should understand he is transcendental. He is spiritual. Is that, I think it's... You can also read that verse maybe. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.